shower.
We're going to get it started. I'll start by introducing you to myself because I'm kind of a facilitator, I guess, tonight. I'm here because I'm in the same office as your city attorney, Lauren Summers, and I just recently joined her law firm. I've been working with cities as a lawyer since 1995, and I've never worked for clients other than cities or special districts because I am a dyed-in-the-wool believer in local government and the power of local government, the power of citizens, and the importance of what local government contributes to the nation and to the world. And as hokey as it sounds, that's the honest to God truth. So I recently joined Lauren's firm and needed some work. And Lauren said, well, you know, this interesting thing is happening in Dune City that I feel like it would be good to have somebody who doesn't know that much about what's going on to kind of come down and do a citizen involvement committee meeting. My understanding is that in the past, these meetings have happened starting at the very beginning of the statewide planning goals and maybe before in this city. I also know that this city, because of working with DLCD for so many years, that this city is sort of known as a kind of a poster child for real grassroots citizen planning. And my specialty is planning and land use development regulation for cities. So I'm here because we're going to talk about goal one. You're here because tonight your presence here makes you part of the citizen involvement committee in this town. And we're going to do things a little bit different than they've been done in the past. One of the things that may or may not be different, because I'm not quite sure how you've already done them, is that the planning commissioners and counselors that are in attendance are going to participate just as regular citizens. You probably all know each other. I don't know all of you. I introduced Lauren in passing, also your city planner is here. We'll go around the circle, and at this point, I'd just like to have you tell us your name. If you are a city employee or you're a planning commissioner or a city councilor, would you tell us that? And then something that you like about where you live.
Can I add to that? If they were a past councilor or...
Yeah, I mean, I'll be straight up about it. What I want to do is make sure to the extent anybody here has had or does have some position of power or influence in the city, I want that out. Because we all should understand that and know that. Tonight, we are all committee members. And there's not a quorum of the council, there's not a quorum of the planning commission. This is not a planning commission or council meeting. Tonight, we're committee members, all of us. And, you know, I don't live here, and I'll contribute what I can, and the same is true for your city attorney and your city planner. But we need to be a committee tonight. So we need to know where each other stands. And we need to communicate in a way that makes it really possible. So that's sort of first step. I appreciate that, Red.
You
want to
start the
circle, John?
Yeah, I'm John Stead, and I am also a member of the Voting Rights Association, and I have been active in city government one way or another for the past 10 or 11 years. I spent a lot of years on the Water Quality Committee, and that's my main focus. I'd like to share with you a little bit of, by way of background, for those of you who are not familiar with Dune City, and why we feel strongly about things, and some of the things that make us, as you say, the poster child. We're different from all the other cities. And there are some reasons for that. One of them is, you can see, that Dune City is a nice place to live. We don't have a tax base. We've been able to function without one by doing a lot of our own work with volunteers. When Dune City started, the city fathers opted to include the major portion of Boyega Lake within the city's boundary. They could have drawn a line around the edge of the lake. They chose to encompass a major portion of the lake, thereby ensuring the city's stewardship as is shown in the city's comprehensive plan. Bullhink Lake is special. It's the deepest lake on the Oregon coast, 74 feet deep, 37 feet below sea level, which makes it a crypto depression. Its waters are for domestic, livestock, and in-lake uses for recreation, wildlife, and fish life. And purposes by Honeyman State Park, there's a name on that over here. We just had the triathlon here, and the guy who's running it was a bit concerned about the water quality, and so he asked for a water quality test of some kind before people started swimming in the lake. And so city residents and others use the lake waters. It's one of only two Oregon lakes identified as demonstration projects under the Federal Water Pollution Control Act. It contains the Bullhink Bog Preserve, an 18-acre project on the eastern shoreline, and it's supported by the Friends of the Bullhink Bog, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, the Nature Conservancy, the Oregon Habitat Joint Venture, Pacific Habitat Services, and the Wetlands Conservancy. So, so there are many other people that are involved in Bullhink Lake and what happens to it. I'm assuming that the efforts that we're doing this evening are in compliance with OAR 66118, DLCD's amendment review rule. And I'm assuming that your attorneys have checked that to be certain that we are in compliance. And we'll leave that at that. I have a question then. Is this CCI meeting the first evidentiary hearing on adoption of the documents that were sent to DLCD first one in February, I believe. And Jake can speak to that. Which leads me to another question.
If I might, John, I think Emily was trying to accomplish introductions before we got
And she asked okay. for us to download some concerns is what I thought.
We definitely.
And you're the facilitator, not Chris.
Sure. I'm just observing.
Okay.
So I have another
question that I hope you'll be able to respond to, and that is, I can find in the city records, February 2012 or something like that, where the city council took action to do some things about a CCI committee, and they asked the planning commission to work on that. I don't find, and I haven't combed through thoroughly, but I don't find any other evidence that the council has taken to appoint or create a CCI committee, or to involve the city attorneys in this thing, or the city planner in this thing this evening. And so really, before we could move forward, I'm a stickler. Those of you who know me will be able to verify. I'm a stickler for procedures, and procedures are designed to keep you out of trouble. And when you don't follow procedures, you can get in trouble. And last year that cost the city $32,000 to find out that, hey, your ordinances have got to be in compliance with the comp plan. And they found out by going to DLCD that they did. And they spent $32,000 to get that answer. Well, all they had to do
was Dr. John.
$23,000, John.
$23,000.
Get your numbers right.
Yeah, okay, not counting staff time. For volunteer time or any of that stuff. And so we've got this sort of thing that we're bringing to the table this evening. And I could go on, but I'm going to stop for present.
This is the last time I'm going to respond to anything you hear right now. This is the time where really the questions that I, that I think we need to talk about right now are who are we, you know, where are we coming from as far as positions within the city or not. And I think it's important that we start by sharing something that we like about where we live. About you share something you like about where you live, and that might be the bird out your window, or it might be the precious lake. It, you know, the one question I do want to respond to is this is not a public hearing. This is not the first evidentiary hearing. What we understand is that the Planning Commission will be considering some changes to the public involvement program here. And in light of this, in what we're trying to do is create a forum to gather a collection of as much input as we can from folks to provide, along with your testimony and appearance at a public hearing in the future, but to provide to the city as we go forward and consider making some changes in the future. There will be a public hearing. My understanding is it was scheduled, and I think that Jamie, my understanding is that in light of the public input, that you're going to get decided to actually push that back until June to the Planning Commission. So this is really a very early opportunity, and it's not first evidentiary hearing.
The reason I asked for the question is VLCD was told by Jay that our first evidentiary hearing was going to be May 15th.
And I want to tell you, I want to put a halo around your head for the way that you think, especially in land use, because procedure is...
It's final. And my confidence level goes down when I find out that, hey, we're swimming upstream without being a fish.
Well, I will tell you, and I have a lot of experience and know what I'm doing when I tell you that, yes, that is what that says, but that notice, there's also another form you can fill out to amend or change what we put on there.
This is the amended one I'm talking about.
And
the original one, you said it was going to be April 9th.
And there's no procedural error in any of that. I guarantee you, and I, as a lawyer, very rarely give those. I think there was an understanding here that citizen involvement was an important piece, and by May 15th tonight, it hadn't occurred in the way that the comprehensive plan says that it should. And so this is not the public hearing. The public hearing is going to happen next month. That's the plan. And tonight is a night that is... We are going to gather a collective statement of everything that we hear tonight. And then at the end of this meeting, this group is going to talk about how that's going to be presented to the Planning Commission when the public hearing is over. And we're not tape recorded tonight either, by the way. We decided against that. That's the usual practice, but it's not legally required. We'll be taking general minutes instead.
The proposed ordinance, which none of us saw, which hasn't seen the light of day around here, but Jake sent it off to the LCD, is right here. You know, I have a copy.
So that's good, because we can talk about what's in there later on when we're in smaller groups.
I should also say that the proposed ordinance that you have is staff's recommendation, so planning staff, legal counsel.
So I have another 8 pages that's staff recommendations.
To the Planning Commission and the City Council that this is something that would comply with Goal 1. This is something that's legally sufficient. But the Planning Commission and the Council have said to us, we also think that it's important to hear directly from the citizens, right? We want to know what the citizens think about citizen involvement. So they may be looking at the draft ordinance, but they'll also be looking at everything that we've put together tonight. And that may very well inform the way that they look at the draft.
Some of us have been asked is that this Goal 1 situation that the comprehensive plan has compared to the real Goal 1 that we're supposed to be having. Some of us have talked for several years with staff and the council about bringing these things into alignment. So I have no trouble with trying to get things into alignment. I have trouble with procedure. If the council is unaware of these things that are going on, how come? And if the council did not take action in public meeting to make this thing happen, where did they do it? Transparency is very important to many of us.
And I I have a feeling that that word's going to come up again later, and I want us to remember that transparency is very important to many of us. I hear what you're saying right now, and I want us, if you and I don't remember, I want someone else to remember that when we are writing things down later, transparency is important to all of us, or many of us needs to be on the list. Absolutely. So I know you have more to say, and there'll be more time to say it, and I want to hear from everybody else.
David Belmore, been an involved citizen for quite some time, starting in 2005 with the building moratorium. We got started here because when I read in the paper that the mayor had resigned as mayor because he would open a public meeting on the development and then come down and testify at his own public meeting because he was the developer. That is a rather obvious conflict of interest, and that's why I got involved. And also, I saw some developments going on where I saw a lot of bulldozers going around my community. I had moved here. You asked what I would like about this place. When I moved here, I thought I found paradise because I'm a country boy by necessity. I cannot work in an office. I cannot work in a building. And I cannot live in a crowded city. I've tried it. I get a funny kind of claustrophobia. You know, like if you're locked in a box or something. Only with me, I can't stand to be crowded by people. I was raised in a rural environment. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But I really like having some space around me. And I thought this place was perfect. I can't see my neighbors. And yet I've got lots of them. It's a beautiful community that happened to get incorporated into a city. But it's basically just a beautiful community. I love it. And my interest all along has been to preserve it, to keep it like it is, you know, allowing for growth and things. But what I don't want to become is just another, you know, 6 houses per acre suburban development. Because if it does, I'm going to move. I'm going to have to move. I can't stand that kind of crowding. But I think it's perfect. My whole thing, my whole reason for being involved in the city is to try to keep the character the way it is. Just like it says in the comprehensive plan, to preserve the rural character. My thing has been to preserve. Some people think I'm trying to turn it into a socialist commune. No, I'm not. I just want to keep it more or less like it is, keep property values up, keep it just a beautiful place to live. Regarding my involvement with the city, I served briefly on the city council. I was on the moratorium support committee. I was on the planning commission for almost 4 years. I was chairman of the planning commission 2 years. And I'm currently president of the Rolling Lake Association. So I'm still involved. Dragged into it kicking and screaming, but I'm still involved.
I'm Peter Howison. I'm an honorary ambassador to our sister city and doing these things. I love this place because of people like John Stead who are really vigilant to make sure things are done right and who care so much about the rural character of this community. And see the threats of unsustainable and inappropriate development and degradation of our water as being a threat to this world. I assume we're going to continue to try to strive towards a rural type environment and community. If we let the water go, we're going to be divided up with the sewer system and millions of dollars. And we're not doing enough to preserve our water quality, I believe. Thank you.
Really? Fred Hilden, I'm the city recorder. No, that's not what I meant, really. I couldn't believe you were.
We are being recorded.
No.
He's got smart recorder.
Oh, good. I was hoping. I was thinking I would want to be recorded in this meeting. And to think if the city is not recording it, I'm really at a loss.
And I promise to remember every word that everyone said.
I wanted to.
She won't hold it correct.
I was really sorry.
by
the legal staff.
Legal staff has voted down taking this meeting. I am impressed with this confidence. I think we should vote for our own chairman at this meeting.
So anyway, and what I meant was you didn't profess the fact that you were past council president and all your years on council and the valuable service you provided.
I feel best about being the honorary ambassador to doing this. I have gotten I was well rewarded in those 10 years,
yeah.
Way well rewarded by having the city allow me to go there and represent them. It's
cool.
Quite.
So I'm Fred Hilden. Everybody knows me. I'm the city recorder. Prior to working for the city, I don't know if everybody knows this, and I was on the planning commission for 3 years. I was on the road commission. I was on the budget committee, and I was on the conservation committee. I also did the city's website for a period of time on a volunteer basis, and I was also paid $1,600 out of RTMP funds as a private contractor before I became an employee of the city to add visitor center to the city's website. And I'm an absolute, I own a resort on Silk Goose Lake, and I live to fish, and if we don't have clean water, we don't have fish, and we don't have wildlife, and anybody that thinks I'm not a clean water fanatic is not been paying attention.
My name is Lauren. I am the city attorney for Dune City. I work with Emily. And I don't have the pleasure of living here, but were I to live here, I think I would say, from what I've seen, this is a truly beautiful place. I mean, it is a special place. The lake, and just driving in today, the rhododendron is blowing me away right now. And so I can see why the residents here love it and feel strongly about the community. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I'm Teresa Bear, and I'm here for two reasons. One, I live here in Westlake on down the street from Fred, and have for just a few years. I'm a new kid, but as far as Dune City and Westlake goes, they're the nicest place I've ever lived, and I've lived in a lot of places. So I really like living here. But second to that, I'm also the editor of the local paper. So technically speaking, I'm working tonight. So I'm not sure if my comments would be appropriate or otherwise, but I'm definitely here to observe and report.
Understanding that maybe your employer would take issue and you need to think about that, but I'm working too, and so is Lauren. Jake probably is to some degree. I don't know how much we're actually working tonight, but if you live here, especially, anything you have to add, I think it's really important that you, if you feel comfortable doing it in your work capacity, or if you want to clarify because you are taping, that I'm saying this as a private citizen right now, we'd like to hear what you have to say.
Oh, I appreciate that. We discussed it at length. Even though I live, you know, a block from here, this is not my beat, Dune City. It's not part of my job normally, just to keep some distance, personally. So, you know, we had to arm wrestle over who was going to go to the meeting tonight. Frankly, honestly, we all had meetings to heck and gone. So it wasn't a big one. and that would go for Florence, too. We hate those meetings equally. Anyway, this town's really important to me, so, you know, I would be happy to throw my two cents in, but again, I have to do it in moderation, I guess. Keep my opinion to myself sometimes.
Okay, my name is Jacob Colster. I'm a planner. I work with the Lane Council of Governments, and I've been working with Dune City since the beginning of the year. And my impression of Dune City was as a scout leader for 5 years, brought boys out of Camp Acres. So I know Camp Acres isn't directly within the city, but when I thought of Dune City, I thought of our trip out to the lake and wonderful evenings out on the lake, and sort of being shocked when I found out that there was a city that surrounded the lake. Sort of alluding to your sense that you're here. And you're in a city, but it doesn't feel like a typical city. Got a tour from Fred and some others in February, and it's definitely a different city, very unique. And they were very adamant that I could come see Dune City and see every stretch of roadway. And so, what a beautiful, unique place. Very impressive. And so, your thoughts about preserving this resonate.
Okay. My name is Lisa, President of the Planning Commission. My comments about why I like this place, I think David over there filled it in very, very nicely. My wife and I ran into this place and we were starting to think about retiring. And we found one house we walked into and said, okay, this is it. And we should buy it. We still do, 20 years later. And I have spent 17 of those years actively involved with this city. I'm going to ask you to know.
I'm Jamie Mills. I am currently the president of Dune City Council. And there are two main reasons for me why I love this place so much. And I looked at them all. When Rob and I got married, when my husband and I got married in 96, we took a 2-month honeymoon. And after a brief stop in Napa Valley, we went over to Petaluma and came all the way up the coast to Lincoln City and back down, trying to find where we would buy a vacation home that ultimately would become a retirement home. And we narrowed it down to Walport and Florence and decided to exit out Walport because it didn't have hospitals this time. So then we started looking here. And we wanted to be away from the hustle and bustle of the city where people aren't talking with each other. We wanted to be out there where it's safe. And that's where we are. And I love it.
I'm Mary Jo Leach. We had a business and lived in California and Santa Cruz for 40 years. And I wanted to move because it was too congested. It was a place too congested. And I wanted to go to Washington. So we're driving off the coast because we're only coast people. And here it opens up at 101 Williams Lake. I said, I can live right there. And we kept going. And it was not to see after 10 days in Washington, was it 20 degrees colder there and 10 degrees colder in Oregon, in California. So this was it by default, and they immediately came back here, and this was all of the books. I waited my whole life to give it back. I was raised on Lake Ontario, in East Coast, in upstate New York, and watched them degrade terribly. And it's just the world is a jewel with all those sort of things and stuff. So we just love it. It was just absolutely, my house is in my blue heaven. And it is. It is my blue heaven. This is my, I don't know how long I'll be able to stay here, but this is the paradise of my life right now, being here. Just that I'm not on any of the official one.
I'm from Susan Nevada, and I've been around here since 1996, and I helped rewrite the second comp plan. It took us months. Months and months to write it, right, Lee? Yep. And there's not too many of us around that remember that, but it was a long, drawn-out thing. I think I've been on every committee and commission in the city, except for the road commission. The president of the Wolf Lake Association for way too many years. I like this place because my kids live here, my grandchildren live here, and my great-grandchildren live here. And I want it to stay the way it is.
I'm Richard Kohler. I used to be a city councilor here for a while. And what inspired me about the Dune City was the group of people that came together to create something new. And if you think about putting an obstacle in the way of something that was in our path, which was basically a big bulldozer coming our way, you'd understand why the people that started the moratorium support committee had an uphill battle. There was a spin story created by realtors in the area in 2004 that this was the best place to retire. It created a massive infusion of people coming into the area to quick build. We didn't have the ordinances at that time to accommodate the quick build. So the moratorium came in, and it was designed to not only put a hold to large-scale developments, one of which, or many of which, were created by the last mayor in 2005, but it was also a time where we created a safety zone for the area. A 5 or 6 point plan within the moratorium committee in order to create safeguards for the area's longevity. It was important to continue the work of the comprehensive plan, so those points were elucidated in the moratorium findings of fact. What's a problem now, I think, that isn't fitting to what you have up on the wall is that we have no history. History in Dune City is not available in the city's website. I used to take care of the city's website for 4 years, and I was fastidious enough to keep most of the information up there that the citizens had to know. Right now, our website, the website of DuneCity.com, doesn't have the minutes for anything before 2013. So when somebody says, well, what's the story about the comprehensive plan? What's the story behind the moratorium support committees? You won't find it here, but you will find it in other areas on the web. So my situation is that I appreciate people's information or getting information to people as much as possible, and when that doesn't take place, democracy ends. And this is part of this CCI. I don't notice that this is in the legal letter here of publication date 5/4/13, it indicates that this is a CCI. It's a legal meeting. It should have legal minutes. And I don't know why that's not taking place. But the other thing is that it should have an agenda that is part of a CCI, which is chaired by someone within the city. A planning commissioner or somebody like that. And so another discrepancy in this is that the legal meeting says it goes from 6 to 8. This agenda says 6 to 9. So those kind of discrepancies tend to make for, well, what's really going on. And if it's just the last lackadaisical meeting where we're just fielding questions so that the next meeting becomes fairly aggressive, then it should have been aggressive in that way rather than a legal standard.
My name is Emily. I introduced myself from the beginning. I actually live in Eugene now and have for a little more than 20 years. I grew up in rural Illinois. And I know this city most prominently by paper, what's on paper. I haven't spent a lot of time here. I did advise the city for a few years back when Joanne Hickey would answer the phone, take care of me from the office in a previous position, and handled a couple of legal appeals back then. It was a guy named Norman Martin. But, you know, I have to say that when I was thinking about the first question to get us talking tonight, I remembered that when I first pulled up the city's comprehensive plan, I highlighted some things in it, and I think these are the things that I highlighted them because I liked them and I thought that they were relevant to what we were talking about tonight. I'll just go through some of them. There are reasons for writing this plan beyond the state requirements that each city and county board can have a plan. The original plan adopted September 9, 1976 was put together by a group of area citizens. In 1978, the city began a process to review and update the comprehensive plan. The ongoing citizen involvement program was established to further refine the plan and to reflect the majority wishes of the city. Over the years, the citizen committee has held many meetings and has done a great deal of work to develop and update the plan. Any resident or landowner attending a citizen committee for involvement meeting automatically became a voting member. This town hall meeting atmosphere helps assure that the plan truly represents the desires of Dune City residents. To ensure that the plan continued to meet the statewide planning goals, it was reviewed and updated in 78, 85, 96. Much of that work was done by citizens of Dune City. This plan is based on citizen desires, including surveys, as developed by the Comprehensive Plan Advisory Committee, CCI, which has continued the work of the former committee during the plan update process. This plan will be further refined to reflect majority wishes through the methods outlined in the citizen involvement program. And, you know, I've read lots and lots of comprehensive plans, and I've never read one quite like that. I also know that it must have been something I read in this plan somewhere, that in acknowledging your first plan, BLCD went out of its way to point out that it was an amazing example of how citizens can build a comprehensive plan together. And it's clear to me, at least from a group of people that showed up here tonight, that that's an important thing to preserve. So this meeting tonight is a meeting of the Citizen Involvement, the Committee for Citizen Involvement, CCI. The only requirements that relate to that, as far as I know, are in your comprehensive plan. And basically, as it is now, it says these meetings happen. If there's a vote to be taken, every person who shows up is a voting member. State law requires that minutes be taken of any public meeting, of which this is one, but they do not need to be tape recorded. Clearly, we are tape recording. And Richard, are you recording?
Yes, sir.
If we need to document something, may we borrow your tape?
Sure.
Okay. The reason that I suggested and actually urged Fred not to record is because I felt that people may feel more comfortable if they didn't worry about saying the wrong thing or saying something that the people who agree with them might not think they said the right way.
Not this group.
No. I'm sensing this. In fact, I must say, Lauren, would you pass out pens and paper? I have to say that I have facilitated many meetings, and never, ever before have I encountered a situation where not the first, not just the second, but all three of the first three people I asked to facilitate something said, no way. Okay. What that tells me is that you guys might all know what, you could probably write each other's scripts, right? And that's fine. And that's exactly why we're not going to take a vote at the end of this meeting. I want to tell you that right now. There will be no vote. What we are preparing is what I like to call a collective statement. We, through the process of what's left of this meeting tonight,
The agenda suggested that there was going to be some action taken at the end of the meeting.
Well, I know, and that,
and I can go on for just a little tiny bit. When we see these sorts of discrepancies, that says trouble is on the way.
Yeah. What that says to me is two things. I want to ask a question, and it's a rhetorical question. What the heck is happening to you people? Like, you know, I understand that. Clearly you're shaken by, it said 8, and now we're saying it might go till 9. I want to take the time it takes. It's, you know.
Why didn't we have it start at 6 when everybody's supposed to be eating dinner?
Oh, you ate before 6.
No,
in any case, I haven't even eaten dinner.
I still have a question. I'm just curious why you ruled out any possibility of a vote.
It's not ruled out, and this is not my meeting, but I want to say as much.
Right, we usually vote for our children, and you're not even a citizen of Dune City.
I'm trying to facilitate you coming up with what's called the collective statement, and what that is by the end of this meeting, I want every person here to feel like what they have said, that they have had a chance, and that they hopefully do speak, that we are able to write down what you say, really what you say, and that together that creates a collective statement. And to the extent we have something to vote on, it is whether or not these pages that we have created accurately reflect what the individuals here said, whether a majority agrees with every single thing on there or not. And that's the goal that we have for tonight. You know, the instruction that I understood, that Lauren got was, look, we want to have a meeting where we accomplish at least something. There may, you know, this group may want to get together again in groups, in small groups, in big groups to invite others to do what you want to do. But by the end of this meeting, we want to have something that can definitely be presented, and we will talk about as a group how it should be presented. But that's the goal. And so I don't mean to pull the rug out or say there'll be no vote.
Let's do it.
Yeah, seriously. Like, should we have the pool?
I have a question, so I'm completely confused. I thought that the council appointed a CCI and was going to state that you appointed the planning commission with this community. It was, I remember
we
that. So
we referred the issue to the planning commission.
No, you appointed it.
No, we, for this purpose, we appointed them to CCI. Except, yeah. Well, that's not what the process says.
I know that. But
right.
I know
so we had to come back. I know. That's why we had to come back and change it.
Okay, so this is the right. BFR. All right, because this was really, okay. Yes.
So, and I didn't know about that,
oh,
but that,
yeah.
Means, that makes sense. You know,
yeah.
Your plan could be good.
I just want to say something. You know, there are a lot of concerns that are lack of confidence because it has been for, well, ever since I moved here, which is before I was on the council. Yeah, we did it this way, but it was wrong. We got to go back and fix it. And I mean, it's gone on and on and on like that for a long time. And so there is no strong feeling of confidence in what the council is doing or what legal counsel is doing. Or, and so we're trying, the first bridge we have to gap is the one of trust.
So, and I want to say something about that. Part of, I mean, you guys are citizens doing this on your own. How would you know how to do this unless you have paid professionals at every meeting, which you A, can't afford, and B, you know, for me, this is fabulous. But you're going to make mistakes, and there's going to have to be some forgiveness and understanding that none of you would be here if you didn't care.
The important people are not at this meeting. Because what the people at this meeting say, no one cares about. They're going to go ahead and do whatever they intend to do.
I want to write that down.
Write it down.
I want to, you know,
put it on a banner, put it in the newspaper.
And we're going to.
Well, you hope you're wrong.
Well,
you know,
I'm not
really skeptical.
Did you pass out note cards too?
Sorry, no.
I have an answer.
Okay.
You said, if I understood you correctly, that Lauren was given some instructions by somebody.
So
my question is, who instructed Lauren?
Who in the city has the authority to ask the lawyer to do things?
The city recorder and the city
council. Okay,
so what did you do? All the response to the city attorney goes through me.
So
and
you
asked?
At the direction of the council.
At the direction of the council. And at what
and John, earlier you said that the council didn't know about this. That's absolutely not true.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I guarantee you the council is intimately familiar with the process that has gone on and the process that's going on tonight.
Sometimes I have to be the devil's advocate. Or don't get me.
Well, but John, you come across when you do that. You come across like very. You are very knowledgeable. You're a doctor, for goodness sake. So people, I mean, a PhD. So as I understand it, so I mean, I haven't seen your credentials in writing, but I understand who you are. So you come across as an authoritative person. And when you make a statement like $32,000 in attorney's fees, it's people think you're absolutely spot on.
No,
so
close to 23.
Come on, he had a question.
Go on.
And I think you got an answer that's the authority.
Yeah, and so this was done at the direction of the council.
What historically? Just very two sentences of history. And you're right about February. We marched down a road where the city council appointed the planning commission as the CCI because we thought that's what state goal one said to do. And we learned very quickly that, well, that's what State Goal 1 says. Our comprehensive plan says it differently. So we've got to back up and do the process according to our comprehensive plan.
But wasn't that in 2012?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was, and incidentally, there are minutes of 2012 up on the website, contrary to what Councilor.
I can't find them.
2012 is all on the website.
Okay, so
anyway,
maybe tomorrow, well, when
I'd be happy to show you.
Figure that out. What I want to do right now is we're going to take a few minutes each and we're going to write some down these note cards, and I'm going to collect them, and we are going to share them. I'm telling you that ahead of time because I think this crew would have my head if I had you write something down and share it without your knowledge. The question that I want everybody to address is, and this is the question I couldn't get folks to ask, to other folks to ask you. I'd really like to step out of this role and let you guys run your own meeting soon, but I'm going to keep facilitating because I think it might help. What worries you when you learn the city is considering changes to its citizen involvement program? What worries you when you learn the city is considering changes to its citizen involvement program?
You want just one reason or
lay it out. You don't have to write your name.
Can I write someone else's name?
Yes.
Repeat the question again.
What worries you
when
you learn the city is considering changes to its citizen involvement program?
Thank you.
You're not very keen.
What?
You're very keen.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time in the sun most of
the time? Last couple of weeks, wherever I could find it.
It was the triathlon.
There wasn't as much sun that this day, but their weekend before it was.
We got baked in the afternoon at the 15th.
Oh, it's noon? Yeah. You're always going to get baked there. I know, I see you. I'm running around.
Barber band.
And they went nice weather, so no tent, you know, no covering was needed. So people were, I was trying to help serve some food, and so we just got fried.
Yeah.
Standing there at the table serving food.
I believe it.
So I'm going to read these out loud.
Good luck reading mine. I probably have to read it for you. So I'm writing out ideas about neuropathy in both hands. That is great to the point.
So let me glasses.
Oh, type out of
normally I'd like each of you to read your own.
Oh, we can do that.
I'm not gonna ask that because I want to get what you really wanted to say here. So I will tell you that this one's mine. I worry that the Planning Commission and City Council have already decided what they're going to do and not give due consideration to the public input, even though the public will is so important in Dune City. My worry. This is the camel getting its nose under the tent. Council is studying the comp plan at present. The intent is unclear. Suggestions from council members are being recorded. Minutes of the meetings are not available on the city's website. I worry about transparency. The reason? The present council has conducted secret meetings in the past, and I fear they are at it still. What worries me is the sense that I and other like-minded citizens are being shut out of communication and knowledge in order that the legislative maneuvers can be accomplished illegally. David's not afraid to be accountable.
Everybody knows I'll speak up.
Each group in power attempts to disassemble or derail what the previous group put in place. Some city councilors and commissioners have their own agendas regarding land use, and people need to have this information. I would assume those agendas would apply to how a CCI would function. Local residents and officials cannot function within the guidelines of a formal meeting, nor behave in an informal meeting. A CCI may be the only way the public would be allowed to speak and go on record. Not allowing citizens to be heard, having a program that only provides one side to be presented, having a process dominated by one group because they lobby and bring all their friends, neighbors, etc., making false claims as to what the city's intentions are. Fear, not facts.
You probably don't know.
What's the PAC?
The PAC agenda. It's Political Action Committee.
Okay.
It's very active in this town.
The PAC agenda is represented. I'm sorry, Mary Jo.
I'm sorry, too. The PAC agenda is represented favoring development instead of placing the wishes and welfare of current residents first.
Thank you.
It's hard to.
The changes will make it harder for me to participate and harder for my views to be heard. I want to make sure I have a voice in land use planning in my city. The comprehensive plan and its many protections will be next, and it will be weakened. Citizen involvement program changes would limit interaction with citizens, and it would be selective, like the one-minded council. Input regarding preservation versus land use and
land use protection would be, I would vanish. The change would be a start to manipulating a perfect document. Will it be done correctly? Will they make rules protecting water quality and environment too lax? I ran into the authority problem of city versus state versus litigation potential when rewriting code. City must follow state rules. I'd be concerned about whether it represents citizens' views. Sometimes the most passionate and loudest are the voices that prevail. That would concern me. Okay, now we're going to go just with a quick round, and I want to hear, we're going to start with Richard this time and go this way. Let's give a couple of words that would represent a good citizen involvement program in your city.
Open, transparent, and honest.
Excuse me?
That's good.
I'm in agreement. We like all of them. I think we like them. We need them desperately.
Very true, but it also needs to be structure.
And I heard you say trust earlier. Can I put that on you?
Yes, certainly.
There's an education part of this thing, too, because the CCI program is the involvement of the citizen is built around the Oregon state model. And our current code does not contain that model. The ordinance that we're partially here looking at is to make the change in the goal one. Comp plan that brings it into alignment of what the state requires.
Well, I think open trust, transparency, that all makes a lot of sense. I think efficient is important, some mechanisms that make it workable.
Well, I'm not sure if I understood the question, but I would thought my answer would be there has to be some evidence that a meeting like this has an impact, that our comments or whatever consensus we come to when we do that makes an impact on city council or planning commission decisions. Otherwise, it's just one more meeting for me to go to.
I agree with Teresa. Everything that I've heard, I agree with so far, but also inclusive is important, that people feel included and that people feel heard. That it's not only the opportunity to provide comment, but that you can tell that your comments are listened to.
Transparency and factual are probably my biggest issues. Too much nonsense is perceived as fact.
I was just saying fair and balanced.
Fair?
There.
By two words, heard one of before, one is transparency, but the other one is respect. Part of the problem we have here is that people take different positions, they have different ideas, and they tend to get polarized so far apart, like is happening in much of the country. People need to have the respect for other people that even if they disagree with them, you know, they can still respect their opinion and talk to them, because talking to someone you have a respect for is so important in solving problems. We have to respect. I have respect for everybody here, even the people I disagree with. I have respect for some of you can think of that I have, you know, been very strongly opposed to, but I respect them as citizens and neighbors. Some of them are friends. And you have to have respect for people, so that even when you're arguing, getting excited and yelling and everything, when it's all over, you can say, you know, I understand where you're coming from. I don't agree with it, but I understand where you're coming from. So respect is part of it. The other part is transparency, because like I said in my comment, you know, I still don't know exactly what this meeting was for. I didn't know it was here, except someone else happened to tell me about it. And I'm supposed to be on the interested persons list at City Hall where I'm supposed to get emails about a lot of things pertaining to the city, and I hardly ever get them anymore. So, you know, I'm worried about getting cut out of the communications loop, because if you don't know, you're helpless. You're a sheep. You know, if you don't know what's going on, you don't have a chance to put in your two cents. So respect and transparency are my issues.
The word out two words.
Nobody else
can. Especially John. Especially
John. He's a good guy. He heard me say too.
Take advantage of the scaffolding that the state has provided for us in terms of being able to do land use planning.
I have a question. Is the state really behind it? Do they progress, but only to facilitate the interests of development? I'm skeptical. I think we may have a better system than what they're demanding we do because of some state legislative law that comes down.
Let us not forget that those who do these things have been elected. The political body. What we're going to do next is, and thank you for this good work. What we have provided is, I think, by talking to each other in this last round, some really good things to think about. And at my computer, I just whipped out a whole bunch of words that came to my mind as things to think about. They're on blue papers around. We're going to divide up into a couple of groups and get into some more details, answer some questions, and write some things down. I know that we'd like to get out of here at 8, and that might be possible, and we'll try to get as close to that as possible, but I think this is important work. So take a little break, but first, let's just count off 1, 2, 1, 2. We're going to divide into two groups, and when we get in those groups, we're going to have Jake talk a little bit about Goal 1, Statewide Planning Goal 1, and what it actually says and requires. Lauren's going to talk a little bit to us all about what is already in your city's code and comprehensive plan, although I think we talked about that, I think you guys kind of get that, but particularly the code about how citizen involvement happens in the city right now. And then we're going to address a few questions and write a lot of things down and come back to the middle. So we're going to need people to drag some chairs over.
Can I be devil's advocate? Are we really big enough to that we need to split into two?
Yeah, groups? We'll get, we're kind of faster. And I think sometimes, yes.
Okay.
Let's, yeah.
Okay.
So, Teresa, you want to be one?
Two?
Oh, you don't get to count because I need you right. Sorry. Me?
Two.
Two?
You're two, Lee.
I'm
two.
I'm
falling asleep. I'm not here.
I know.
All right, let's try again.
First.
One.
Two. Would be two.
One.
Two.
One.
Two.
One. Two.
One. Two.
Okay. So we'll do ones over there, and twos back in this corner. And
You're one.
So at what point do we tell you that we've already been appointed to a CCI that was held on the March 6th of 2012?
And we've never had another meeting since that appointment.
So the CCI committee.
Under comprehensive plan, it just says whenever there's a CCI meeting held, anybody who shows up is on that committee.
We know that.
And we went to a planning commission meeting, and we went through a mock ordinance of some sort.
In 2012?
In 2012. And at that meeting,
because of
they negated the essence of the
Well, we're going to get some better notes from
anyway. I mean, we're over here.
The planning commission went in. When the planning commission appointed, it's John Stead, Richard Kohler, and myself. To join with the planning commission to be the CPI. And then we never heard another word
about it. Well, apparently they decided that my well, also that violates your comprehensive plan.
We know that.
We know that.
Well, I know it's here. So you're very
close to that law. They don't know. Brett, Brett, Brett,
we all know now. I think we're all on the same page.
Is this a break?
No, it's
give
me a break.
Well, we are. I made it to work here. Here's the thing, I think a lot of people in this town think that, we have the right democracy and they have the right to tell council all sorts of people on property to get the compliance or whatever. Sure.
I know.
I'm
not
sure.
I'm not sure. Or, you know, there are other ways to do it. Goal one suggests that city council can appoint their planning commission to be that. Some cities don't have planning commissions, didn't used to. Most do now. But planning commissions are supposed to, by design, represent a broad spectrum of the community, and they basically sort of are what a citizen involvement committee was envisioned to be back in the beginning. In any case, right now, tonight we are the citizen involvement committee. You came, you are. This is what we're doing. You're here because the city is thinking about changing its comprehensive plan. The city council has said, should we make some changes? And apparently they jumped the gun at one point and said, yep, we're gonna make the planning commission our committee. And then citizens said, wait, that's not how that works. You have to have a citizen involvement committee meeting first to talk about if that's a good idea. And so the city council said, oh, okay. But apparently some of you were actually convened to talk about that false start that the council had last year. Is that right?
That's true.
Okay. So false start behind us. Here we go. The city council is still interested in getting a recommendation from planning commission on this. The planning commission is interested in getting the thoughts of the citizens on this. And there's going to be basically a three-step process. First, there's this committee meeting tonight. We're going to create a collective statement of information, what's coming from you. You guys are pretty warmed up. And now we're going to get words on paper, your exact words, okay? By the time we leave tonight, we will together have decided how that information should be presented to the planning commission. When the planning commission decides it's going to go ahead and take a look at a proposed change in the form of a draft ordinance, and DLCD needs these things way ahead of time, so a draft has been sent to DLCD. Planning Commission may say, we hate this, the citizens don't like this, we're not going to do it this way, we want to make a recommendation to make it different. They're going to have a hearing. At that hearing, we're going to want everything you say tonight to be presented to them. But you may also come and say, you know, I agree with one thing on that list and I didn't like the rest of it. Or one of the most important things I heard that night was this, and I really want you to listen to this. You'll have an opportunity to talk to the Planning Commission. Then the Planning Commission will make a recommendation to the Council. And before the Council acts on any ordinance that would change what you currently do, it also will have a public hearing. That hearing in front of the Planning Commission will be what we call under state law, as John knows, the first evidentiary hearing. It's going to happen June 22nd. And Fred will make sure that every single one of you gets notice of it. Okay, Fred?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's the background. Does that help? Does that help, Mary Jo? Because I know you had questions.
Well, okay, so we're just starting all over, but I still think what we're doing here, isn't it, is getting rid of the citizens' involvement committee.
No, you have to have one.
Well, we have to have one until the comp plan gets changed. It's only as long as you have to.
No, it's like an ad hoc committee. It's like anything else. When an issue comes up, we're going to need it. But you may not be needed for a long time. Or, you know, it's sort of like you might have a committee on
a
what to do
jury.
About the endangered violet that grows over by the lake. When issues come up about that, the committee's called on, the endangered violet committee.
Okay. Thank you. We'll see how it plays out.
But more than anything, what's important right now for you to think about is, I'm going to ask some questions to help you, but what would a good citizen involvement program look like?
I'd like to share with you the definition of a CCI for the statewide planning goals.
Sure.
The Committee for Citizen Involvement, CCI, a local group appointed by a governing body for these purposes, colon, assisting the governing body with the development of a program that promotes and enhances citizen involvement in land use planning, semicolon, assisting in the implementation of the citizen involvement program and evaluating the process being used for citizen involvement, period.
And we're doing that third function tonight. Will you read that third function again?
evaluating the process to be used for citizen involvement.
So the Citizen Involvement Committee did its job years ago in establishing the program that you have. What was the second one?
Well, it's first is assisting the governing body with the development of a program. And so I've been urging you to tell me if we really are assisting the governing body or not. And that's been a question.
Okay, so let me address it squarely. The way that I view that is years ago, the Citizen Involvement Committee did that. It assisted the government in establishing its first program, and I don't know how many times it's been changed since the original comprehensive plan, but certainly the Citizen Involvement Committee is involved in that. And then the second bullet point that is, I'm sorry.
And assisting the governing body with the development of a program that promotes and enhances citizen involvement.
And what you're doing now is evaluating that program. The Citizen Involvement Committee is gathering to evaluate what you have in place now. Is it working? Is it not working? Should the council consider changes? Should the planning commission
be appointed by the governing body?
Through the comprehensive plan.
No. It's a local group appointed by a governing body
for these purposes.
And what Dune City did, instead of doing it like the state says, you know, each time, your comprehensive plan says, here's what ours is going to be. Anybody who shows up.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. If we're trying to move towards the state's goal one,
mm-hmm.
and if we're trying to understand what it's about, then we look at their definitions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm reading.
So if one of the things that you think would be a good thing to have in the citizen involvement program is that if you're goal one and that the citizen involvement committee actually really the citizen involvement be appointed by the council each time, then that's something that you'll tell me when we go around the circle and talk about what we want and I'll write it down. Peter, if you don't think that's all right, yes. Then that's something that you'll tell me too.
Yeah, and I'll write that down.
And that's why we're making a collective statement. I don't want to have any I don't live here, but I recommend that judging from how important this is to you, that we don't take a vote and overrule what one person thinks and present only what the majority thought. Mm-hmm. That we make a collective list and we say, here's everything we heard. At the public hearing, you can come and you can say what you as an individual think. But tonight, I think it's a good way to move forward with a collective statement where we may have completely conflicting viewpoints on some things. But they are on that list. And let the Planning Commission wrestle with that based on what they get from you and what they hear at the public hearing. So we've already done a lot of Jake's job. Jake is going to talk to us about what goal one really says. He's a planner, he's well educated. And we're going to take a break and we're going to let Jake talk now, okay? Sorry.
Well, there's one more sentence.
Okay, one more sentence from the goal. Because it's relevant.
CCI. Differs from a citizen advisory committee, a CAC, in that the former, the CCI, advises the local government only on matters pertaining to citizen involvement and goal one, period. This committee has nothing to do with anything else except an advising council.
So we are asking.
Emily's talking.
You're up.
Sorry, okay.
It's your time.
That might be more central if you can
be correct. I mean, people can.
Well, now wait a minute. We broke the city groups. Tonight, pulling us back together, huh?
Okay.
The rest of the social is sacred.
So, Emily mentioned that I'm going to educate you. I'm getting the sense, clearly, that we have an educated group. So I'm going to remind everybody and sort of give us this context of goal one, because we've been talking about it, So we're going to, you know, John provided a nice overview of some detail, and I'm going to get into some sort of bullet points about what the goal one, citizen involvement, requires. So we all know that there are statewide planning goals that address things like transportation and the economy and natural resources, and the number one goal is citizen involvement. So citizens should be involved in planning from the get-go. One other little element to sort of give us a framework to put this information into is just really at a high level talking about the two really basic types of planning actions that require citizen involvement, some form of citizen involvement. That would be your legislative actions, which are things like comprehensive plan amendments, code amendments, legislative actions affect lots of people, perhaps the entire city in many cases. So these actions are at a higher scale. And then there are quasi-judicial actions, which typically involve one property, a sort of subset of the entire population, and a smaller, and typically have sort of a lesser citizen involvement component. So those are terms that we may hear, you may have heard. That's sort of the difference there. So the requirements for a citizen involvement program include, one, that the program provide for widespread citizen involvement, that it involve a cross-section of affected citizens, that a committee for citizen involvement be identified and established, that maybe the planning commission. We've talked about the history of that here in the city. Periodic evaluation of the process being used for citizen involvement. That's what we're doing tonight, is this periodic evaluation of how we go about doing citizen involvement in the city. Number two, communication. The program should assure effective two-way communication between local officials and citizens. So establishing mechanisms for effective communications. Again, we're going to be talking about things that make a good citizens program, things that are working, or things that would work. So I'm trying to help us get some ideas and make sure that we've considered many things that we haven't really thought about as being involved in Goal 1, some ideas for when we start writing things down. So two-way communication, the mechanisms for ensuring two-way communication between citizens and local officials. Citizen influence. You need a program that provides opportunities for citizens to be involved in all phases of the planning process. So testimony, city officials prepare and consider adopted or amending land use plans and regulations. Technical information. A program that assures that technical information is available in an understandable form. That's very important. Measures for translating the technical information into simplified, understandable forms, ways to help citizens access information and interpret that information. I see a lot of technical reports and information involved in applications, and Goal 1 suggests that there should be some mechanism for translating that technical information into information that citizens can evaluate a proposal based on. Feedback mechanisms. You need to assure that citizens get responses from policymakers. A good citizen involvement program should include mechanisms for feedback from policymakers to citizens. And finally, financial support. Goal 1 suggests that a program should assure adequate funding for a citizen involvement program. So that's human, financial, and informational resources dedicated to citizen involvement and should be an element of the planning budget. So that's an overview of these elements of Goal 1. We keep mentioning Goal 1. They're sort of hard to see. They're a little bit closer to each group specifically, but we're hoping that as we go through this, part of that, part of understanding some of these requirements from Goal 1 can help frame ways that Dune City is doing things well, ways that when Dune City could do things better, and what really should be part of the program.
Could I add something?
Yeah.
In that
the fundamental thing about Dune City's comprehensive plan is that it rose above the state's requirements because of the particularities in the area. So when one contemplates any changes, they should be considering the high probability of having things be better than the state requirements, I would assume, because it's been done in the past, and small towns like ours could be done again.
Yeah, so that would be a really important point for the, here's what we do well, yeah. Now
or better.
Or better.
So to echo what Jake just said, to as we bring in our small groups, we're going to be asking you what do you think is working or could work in terms of the citizen involvement program, what would you like to see in a citizen involvement program, and then also the opposite, what is not working, what do you feel like is not working in terms of doing to be a citizen involvement program. And in order that's going to help you think about that, we wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. Emily noted that she's kind of posted some words that may sort of jog your thinking process, although I don't think anybody, I mean, people here have opinions. I don't know that you need to be jogged. Jake talked to you about state law requirements. I want to talk to you just really briefly about some things that are already in the city's code in terms of citizen involvement, which may also kind of help inform the discussion. Before the city can change any city regulations, there are some citizen involvement pieces that are required under the city code, and we're not talking about changing any of those. Public notice is required by mail, publication in the paper, posting, or all three for almost all land use planning decisions made in the city. So notice is one piece of things. A public hearing, at least one, is required for most land use planning decisions made in the city. Everyone who participates by testifying at a hearing or submitting written comments should receive notice of the final decision so you know what the city decided and not left in the dark. If your property, if you own a piece of property that's within 300 feet of a piece of property that a land use application has been filed for, you will receive notice of that land use application so you know what's going on around you. Copies of land use applications and supporting documentation and staff reports are always available to the public. And as I noted already, in most cases, the public has an opportunity to come and to speak to the planning commission and the council, to actually speak to them, but then also to provide them with written testimony and other types of information. So I say that not to say that, everything's perfect, but we have stuff in our code. But I just wanted to let you know that those things are in the city's code already, and that may help you think about what is good about a citizen involvement program. Oh, notice. Yeah, that is important. That's something that I'd like to see continue or more of, et cetera. And the other thing that I wanted to say is, tonight we're not about barriers. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to write it down exactly as you said it, and we want to provide it to the Planning Commission and to the Council. As you know, there is, we have levels of land use planning law that we have to comply with. So sometimes a suggestion made tonight may not actually be possible because of state law timelines or something like that. But tonight, we're not going to throw up those roadblocks. Tonight, we just want to hear what you have to say. So don't put yourself in a box. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think is not working. Let us know what you think could work. And we will write it down because we want to hear it.
All right, so if we haven't reached the pinnacle of drinking the Kool-Aid by sitting in a circle for a while, we're going to do it now. And here's how we're going to do this. There are a couple of questions that Jake and Lauren are going to ask you, and you're going to go around the circle and get your thoughts, and they're going to write down what you say. For every person who speaks, they're also going to choose a listener who is tasked. You're all asked to listen, but that one person is really tasked with listening closely to what's being said. And when that person is done talking, the listener needs to say what they heard the person say. And not paraphrase, but here's what I understood you to say. And the speaker needs to say yes
or no, I didn't get my point across clearly. And in the meantime, we're going to be recording what we understood the speaker to say and making sure it's right. And we're going to ask you guys to double check and make sure what we say is what you mean to say. Because what I'm understanding is that there's a lot of things that are being said, but it seems anyway like there isn't a lot of trust that those things are being heard. And we want to really try to build some more trust and give the Planning Commission and the City Council the tools to really, really understand and see and hear what's being said. And we want to make you feel and understand that you are being heard. So, each facilitator will pick a person to speak first and a listener, and we'll follow that process. And we will just do the two questions, don't do the third question, and I'll kind of run about between you. Okay. Yeah?
All right, let's bring him away here. Work. So
now I'm dying to know what question three is.
Start with number three.
Mary Jo, are you? Can we start with you?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fred, can you be Mary Jo's listener?
Oh yeah.
I'd love to.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you what the two questions are, just so that, and we're going to be taking, I'm going to be taking feverish notes as fast as I can. And I'm really trying hard to get your comments word for word. So I'm going to ask you to use an economy of words to try to be concise about it, since I'm trying really to get the thoughts concise. So the first question is going to be, and
what is not worth,
or what would not in a certain ball So that's going to be our first set of questions. I'm going to feverishly writing. So what I'm going to ask you to try to distinguish is the second question is what is working?
What would not work
in a citizen involvement program? So the first one is what is not working. And then we're going to make a nice longer list of what is working and what would work.
So you want to do what is not working.
Everybody, and then we'll
go to question two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for the sake of keeping it organized, I mentioned that so that we don't get the two too blended. We'll try to focus on what is not working for now. Okay. So Mary Jo, I'm going to start writing, and Fred is going to be listening, trying to say everything to you.
To my knowledge,
counteracting the first vote,
there has been no community involvement meetings for a year and a half or 2 years. And so, how can I say what's working or what's not working? I am going to have difficulty because of the history here. But there hasn't been anything I know. So you're asking something I don't hear about.
Okay, here's what I've got so far. I have, to my knowledge, there has been no CCI meetings for 2.5 years. How can I say?
I'm not married for 2.5. It's been a long time.
There was a range there. So
okay, whatever. Okay, close.
One right. 2.5 years. How can I say what's working? How can
or,
I say
or not working?
Or not working.
I have difficulty with the premise.
Well, keep in mind that one part of the question, and now just to give you another opportunity, there's what is not working, and then there's what would not work.
What would not work.
So if you're feeling less confident about saying what is or isn't,
are we specifically talking about a CCI that will advise for land use that will be considered in land use decisions? Is that what you're asking?
The citizen involvement program. So these things that we mentioned, which is essentially keeping citizens involved in the planning process. What would work in doing that?
I mean, it does. If one decision is made,
well, what would work is to have a appointed committee.
It's
recommended policy can be heard at those meetings. Because believe me, attend the meeting here and you'll find out what your 3 minutes is, and there's no feedback from the head. Because the mayor will not allow any counselors to comment or answer in the
okay.
I'm sorry if I'm
directly involved and heard. Attend a meeting and you will see. I know the spirit of what you said, but I don't
know
the paraphrase.
There are. There is no answer opportunity. Let's say zero answers. Zero. No interaction whatsoever. You could be at the wall of data.
Okay, Fred, what did you hear?
Okay, I heard the first thing I heard say was that to the best of her knowledge, she has, there haven't been any CCI meetings in the last, I think she said, year and a half, 2.5 years.
A long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
And so how is she going to have a perspective on what's working or what's not working?
You don't need to know.
And I think what I thought of was kind of a frame of reference.
Yeah.
If you have, if without that, you don't have a frame of
reference. I don't.
And the last part is that, you know, basically, what she sees would work is one of the things that I really jumped out at me because I'm not necessarily sure I agree, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It was an appointed committee that would directly be involved in the decision-making process that would, I mean, in the process of recommending for the decision-making body how they felt about land use decisions. And then we went on to expound on the fact that you're not giving that opportunity today.
There wasn't quite.
Would you amend what Fred's understanding was?
My problem is this. I'll tell you my problem. The way nobody's going to like that. You have a council in people, primarily by tax members. You have a tax member. You have a planning commission, who majority of which is people by the staff members, and because I went to the budget committee meeting for the last 3 weeks, it's also people by staff members. So, do I say that this is a broad spectrum view of representation in the city? Absolutely not. There is no. And people can think I'm paranoid. I'm not. I'm a critical thinker, and I'm a good observer.
Do you want me to summarize
that? Yes.
Well, I heard that.
I said too much. I shouldn't be the one to
listen. No, this is absolutely fine.
I'm sorry.
She said that the council populated by PAC members, the planning committee populated by PAC members, and the budget committee populated by PAC members, and that you're not going to get a broad spectrum of representation.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you. Precisely what I'm saying.
Okay, Fred, we're going to go to you now, and Mary Jo's going to be your listener.
She's a good listener.
She's a good listener. Things, let me rephrase it, what is not working, or what would not work in a citizen involvement program?
What's not working, in my opinion, is the lack of structure in the CCI process and the fact that the voting members change from meeting to meeting. And so what you end up with is the constant change in direction of the TCI as a year. The second thing that's not working.
Let me write this one out and then I'll. Constant change in direction
of the CCI. Because of the change in, from meeting to meeting. I can give you a really good example of that at some point if you want.
I have a historical perspective. So
stormwater.
Can you provide a summary of what Fred said
for
number one?
Do you think there needs to be more structure? And he doesn't want it to be as casual as it is where people just attend a meeting and send everybody back and forth on the same side. Is that basically what you're saying? I don't even know what you're talking about. It doesn't work.
How about number two?
Number two is the is the fact that there's a mass, there's a lot of confusion about the difference between a CCI and a CAC. And the only thing Dune City has ever been familiar with is a CCI. So when you start talking about all of a sudden making the Planning Commission the appointed CCI, which is what typically happens in most cities, and that may not be the right thing for Dune City. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that's how it is in most cities in the state of Oregon. People freak out because all of a sudden you've got one of the governing bodies, or perceived as a governing body, the Planning Commission, being the CCI. But meanwhile, the CAC is the Citizen Advisory Committee is supposed to be doing what the CCI has traditionally been doing in the cities. My point being is number one, there's a confusion of the two terms, CCI and CAC. And if you have a bona fide CAC, that will replace essentially what the CCI has been doing historically in Dune City.
Okay, through the years listening to Teresa,
I know that's really convoluted.
So
what is
that a CCI defined by the state or by tradition in our cities would be a planning commission. And but only the CAC which is a new term, we've not been using it. It's an education process, I think. It has not taken place.
It is an education problem.
Yes. Okay.
It's because the CAC is a term that's unfamiliar to most people in Duke City.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a blending of what's not working, what would work, but certainly what is not working.
I'm good with that for my response.
Are you prepared to share some thoughts? And David, would you be able to
on
this? Is what is not working, or what would not work in a person involving program in Dune City?
Okay, what is not working is the fact that a CCI is defined and determined by Dune City, not the organization defined or recommended by the state, which is an oversight organization for the...
Okay, stop. I'm sorry for just a second. The fact that the CCI is defined as determined by Dune City is not consistent with state.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what is not working.
Goal one.
Or what would not work. Something
that
you did not want. Let me organize my thought here.
Since it comes in to speak at the...
does not provide an interface with the Planning Commission and City Council as called out for by the state. And you know that's overall is just things that go along with it. Mainly that CIC is an oversight organization to the decision making bodies.
What was your last statement?
Yeah, what was the last statement?
The CIC is an oversight group for the decision making bodies. It is not a decision-making body itself. It is
the CIC. It's thrown in a third
group. CCI. The committee.
Oh, the CCI. Okay, all right. CCI.
I find it easier to use the term committee and program because these letters are...
Just volatile, yeah.
Do I pause there, or did you get that specific thought?
Well, that's part of it.
They've already decided.
Another part of that is...
Can we have David summarize your first thought? As they're listening here, and we can sort of see...
Okay, that's
sure.
I understand that what he said is that the CCI program is defined by Dune City, may not comply with state codes, that there is a lack of interfacing of the CCI process as we have it, there's a lack of interfacing with the council or the planning commission.
It's what I mean it to be is an oversight.
I should say that it is not an oversight committee.
And that's why it's
what should be.
No.
Is that correct?
Well, it should be an oversight. Right now, it's doing the technical work.
Right.
And it should be the committee that's doing the organizing to pull all that together to give to the decision making bodies.
So that could be the.
Okay, so are you comfortable with how David summarized?
Pretty much.
Were there another thought?
Could you read that back to yourself? You don't have to do it now, but just make sure that you can. We're gonna.
You mean the words? Or?
When you look at that, you know what it says.
Right.
Okay.
I'm trying.
No, I'm saying you give yourself time.
Make sure you can. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sitting in everything.
Getting a different run at the CCI versus CAC. The CCI is supposed to be an oversight.
Well, the other item on that, then,
yeah,
I mentioned it at the very end, the work of current committees of cities that are labeled CCI are the technical work on a whatever change is being worked on. It's more specific, more oriented to a single task, whereas the CIC is probably available for a long period of time. A CAC maybe lasts for a month, maybe lasts for a year, however long it takes to do a specific job.
So,
and that's not understood.
Can you repeat that? Well, I'm getting an understanding that
something that is working.
In Duke City, we are using the CCI. At least the label CCI for more than just assisting with a citizen involvement program.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's like saying I'm in trouble with this whole concept of work.
But on paper, in your comprehensive plan, you got it right. In your comprehensive plan, it really is about just the citizen involvement piece, right? But it's kind of expanded.
Well,
Duke City has used the CCI term to cover what a CAC
encompasses.
We have no CCI really. What we have is CACs appointed by the council.
Okay.
Or set up by the
council. So tonight, this is like our maiden voyage of doing it right.
Yeah, I said all the wrong. I don't think the way we've done it.
Well, it's not, though. I can tell your comprehensive plan that it was done right for a long time.
Are you talking about the ad hoc committees, like queer committees, or the CAC? It's not when the counselors aren't in it.
No. The way the council is, when they appoint some of these temporary committees, we treat it as if it was a citizen action committee or citizen advisory committee under the CCI. But we really don't have a CCI. So when they were writing the comprehensive plan, because the comprehensive plan really should be written by all the citizens individuals. But once the comprehensive plan was written, all legislative action can only come from the council, and I think the confusion has been as citizens think that a CCI committee or CAC committee can tell the council what to put in an ordinance.
Can we start with what you're saying as well?
Yeah, I'm just going to ask if this.
Okay.
This is
shall we?
Okay.
Yeah, and will you be his listener?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I think what's not working is to have a confusion of terms in which a CAC, Citizen Advisory Commission, the term that the state uses, is called a CCI.
There could be a greater
commission.
And this is what's happening in Dune City.
Yes, that's what's happening in Dune City.
All citizens of Dune City.
And this is a better point of mine. I don't think that voting at these meetings is productive. The purpose of the meeting is communication. Citizens to decision makers.
14 months ago. And the same as the one that was referred to.
Yeah, referred to, but it wasn't a real meeting.
Yeah, it was a real meeting.
Did you have that last word?
Right.
Okay, to have a confusion of terms in which a CAC is called a CCI in Dune City. Mm-hmm. I don't think that voting at the meetings is productive. The purpose of the meeting is to communicate.
Yeah. Citizens to decision makers.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
what did he just say?
Communicate citizens' ideas.
There's a confusion between the CACs and all the other jargon,
Yeah, because I think voting creates. If you're trying to pass communication when you vote, part of the communication becomes the losers.
Exactly.
And it doesn't.
Okay, hold on a second. This is all good stuff, but change direction on me.
Yeah.
Start over for me.
Okay. Voting. Creates winners and losers.
Or it can be something that is not
with the loser's voice not being heard.
Yeah, no
so this collective statement concept doesn't emerge as the winner losers.
Yeah, right. And it should be everybody's voice should get.
So that's just should say voting creates winners and losers not heard.
Yeah.
There you go. I heard it.
Okay, the second question. The second question, what would work?
Oh, well, we'll get to that. Can we get to that?
Oh, okay, that's how I thought we were doing
that. That's how I'll keep track of it.
Oh, okay, we're just doing the one question.
We've been waiting, but we'll get to that. Okay. Are you prepared to share some thoughts? And then, David, you can be a listener.
If you had the chance,
since Dune City in the last 2.5 years. Has not concerned themselves with citizens' thoughts. Why should we start a comp plan? Comp plan is fine the way it is. We should first start. With discussion with citizens.
And I
want you
to talk to me about something that you're looking for.
And understanding
the hat as part of it.
The divisions.
It's important
that occurred.
That occurred then?
That occurred in 2006.
Okay. Great. What did you hear, Dave?
He's too busy, right?
Okay, I got it. DC in the last 2.5 years has not been concerned with citizens' thoughts, so why should we start now. Comprehensive is fine the way it is. We should start with the discussion by citizens and understand the divisions that took place in 2006. Is that correct?
Yes. Any other thoughts?
I've heard something not working.
We can start with you on the work review on the board. We have those ready to go.
What is working now?
Yeah. I mean, if you're done with the number, we need to work with
it. That's good.
Okay.
What's working now is a closed government.
is to close that
woodland. What's working now is a closed government.
That's what is working or would work.
What is it?
What is presently working? Is this the question?
The question is
the alternative of what is not working. What would not work in a current program? Then the inverse of what we're now, which is what is it? So what is making it a healthy citizen of all program? Or what would make it a healthy citizen?
Resolving the past Munda.
I don't know if you're
trying to find that one.
Yeah, I get it. Munda?
Yeah, or garbage.
Garbage. Is there a new mod in there somewhere? Okay.
Oh, that's good. I like the.
Okay.
That's all those Indians.
Oh, I speak German, so it's over there. Okay. Resolving the Schwemunde garbage. Do you want to be more specific?
Yeah, what keeps us separate?
That.
It's a right and left issue. Even though this was a right or left.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I've got a big time.
But then you see in all the things
Okay, so that is what would work, is resolving the garbage. The garbage is what keeps us separate. Okay, I was his listener on that one.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I had to step
up. No, it's fine. I should have made you the listener. Okay. Now, David, could you now provide us with some things that are working or that would work in a citizen involvement program, in a healthy citizen involvement program?
What is working, as imperfect as the system is, it helps. I mean, it works to a point.
As imperfect, it works to a point.
As imperfect as the present system is, it works to a point.
In what way?
It does give citizens a chance to be
involved.
And I think what would make it work better is to follow the state's instructions. Having a permanent CCI committee or plan, I guess. With the ad hoc CAC.
I forgot to assign ours. Anybody, is anybody listening off the end? Sorry.
I'll take it. Would you take it with me? Well, yeah, it's exactly how I do it. So probably I'm just going to. As imperfect as our current situation is, it is working in that it does facilitate a process for citizen involvement, otherwise we would all be here tonight. It would be very helpful, in my opinion, if we moved towards a process that was similar to what the state intended for the administration in 01, resolve some of these term issues, the terms that we use, and so on. And you have a permanent CCI and then ad hoc CACs as we have issues that need that should be addressed with citizen input.
Yes. So the working part is there is something.
There's something that needs to be improved.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, David?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Could I add to his?
We can add yours.
Oh, okay. No, I'll work out. Just making it, making the comp plan better.
Better than the state?
Yeah. Hold it. I understand.
Yeah. March to the higher level, right?
Yeah. Holding the higher standards?
Sure. Okay.
Later.
Okay.
anything in elected the 17th.
Thanks.
We, a lot of it is.
All right, will you, Mary Jo, will you give these listeners for
sure.
things that are working well or that would work?
Okay.
Oh.
Saving the luck, that's something. But having been involved in previous CCI efforts, it's been three or four, but I was involved earlier ones. And points. It has to happen.
So what's that have to happen? The
I was just going to say the points that have to happen in the CCI.
Points? I'm sorry.
Okay, let me just continue over.
Okay.
Oh, I was going. what I was going to say is that the CCI, whatever is doing and giving me a job of legislative body to do on some particular problem.
Well, the thing is that you know,
has got to work under a some sort of
confined.
One is part of the other. In other words, it's got to have a definite goal and time constraint on meeting that goal.
Is this what's working? What was working?
What would
start work? Crossing what would work.
This is what would work.
This is what would work? Okay.
It's having
general
time.
Yeah.
And one comment that David makes, and I want to make that applies not just to what we're doing here tonight, everything we're doing, but instead of get rid of voting as much as possible because it just builds positions. And that's as far as cities almost come to now.
I
used to do
that first.
Yeah, I'm not sitting with
you. The city is what the city is founded on. It's floundering.
From voting or from that voting?
From voting.
From the voting consequence of dividing the city. I don't know how to, but it's something that Dave was talking about that would go a long ways in bringing this together a little bit better. Now, that, you know, that would apply to this process. I don't know how many of these have stepped through, and particularly the ones that have gone on internally. And you've got a whole new bunch of people then at the next meeting, all of a sudden, you go up for a vote, and everything that was decided before is gone by vote. And there's no real way of coming back to it unless you go back and let them out to be able to vote. And it's just not the way you...
It's the voting you're talking about.
I'm voting.
Voting inside
this
meeting.
Okay. But that's what you so you okay.
Now it's something that isn't on the record as a quasi judicial decision. This is the decision is keep the people together.
So you're reiterating the no voting.
Yeah,
something that would work.
Well, you're advocating you're advocating the state's structure.
Well, first of all, state structure. No question about that because that's defined. You've got the wording.
No.
You've got the layout. Everybody can pick it up and
everything that you talked about there is to get in line with the state structure. That's what I got from you. And Nancy. This random voting with a random electorate doesn't work. And you would like to see some type of ad hoc committee, CAC, to study a problem in a definite timeline and get the work done and come back to the CCI with it? Is that your, what you think would be best?
Yeah.
That's what I understood. Okay. With a whole consensus of different opinions even,
yeah,
but you want the whole paper.
That's either ad hoc or CHC.
What I'm saying, I think they call them, we were calling them the ad hoc, but you can see them straight.
Well, Jake's trying to write down.
I know, this is really hard. I'm
sorry. All right. Smoking.
Jake, do you need to write through for a while, or are you okay?
I mean, I'm not in pain or anything. My brain doesn't hurt. What do you think you can get it faster?
No. Okay. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Is someone recording? You're recording, aren't you? Oh, okay. Well, it's recording, so you can write
down. Okay, we are.
Okay, so you advocate for.
This is one of the present things. What is, what is working?
Going on stage for a minute. And one thing I can put in there is kind of a combination of tuning the Dune City needs.
Tuning what? The state structure?
Yeah. The state, you know, if any of its goals is very, very, very general. And you need to encompass that and restrict it down to what the city needs. As long as you don't.
Okay.
Disagree with the state.
DC, that's a good idea. We're going to call DC. I'll remember that. I'm thinking of all the abbreviations I can think of as I'm doing this. Fred, can you provide us with some what is working? What would work if it's not something that's necessarily part of the existing program? What is something that would work?
I agree with you on a lot of it.
And David,
yep.
Okay.
What's he going to do first? What's working?
What would work? Well, it's almost a flip of what I said earlier in my
panel. I know.
What is working is a relatively limited opportunity for citizen input.
The CCI process that we currently have brings a lot of hesitancy.
This is what's working?
This is what's working. A relatively limited opportunity for citizen input.
They have an influence, and
in other words, I'm not saying anything to Rosie because it's not.
Okay. What?
And what would work in us? What would work?
Yeah. The real concept of this, and I understand. I think one of the interpretations here is how are things being done right now, and the question is, what are the good things that are happening right now? And if they're not happening,
it's a good thing. It's a good thing that we've at least got limited opportunity for citizen input.
Yeah, okay. Yes,
okay. That's a good thing. I know of locations where there is no opportunity for citizen input.
So you're saying limited input is a positive?
Well, yeah. Or better than
that. There's some things.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Not little, but
right.
Okay.
Some places there is none.
Yeah, we gotta get something different.
That's why I said relatively. That's probably a bad thing.
It is, because read it.
Yeah. Well, I read it.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
It's
imperative.
And I really think that if we worked hard, I think Mary Jo kind of lit me up a while ago when she said the education word. I think we really need to work on education and educating people about what things mean and what they don't mean.
You're really doing a whole new set of rules.
Yeah.
And you haven't done CCI at all.
Right.
You've abandoned that thing.
Well, it's because it wasn't working. And I won't say it's because it wasn't working.
Well, I'm just saying,
help me keep your thoughts concise for a second.
No. We really need to work on education. What things mean and what they don't mean. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm just going to leave it at that. Everybody else, we've talked about the fact that we need to get to statewide goal one or some, and I don't disagree with Richard that I'm okay with a higher level. I just want to make sure everybody understands what we're trying to do And the one thing that, I think would work better, and I'm going to, okay, this is a good way to get at it. I think it would work better if we did not have a shifting, a voting. I'm okay with, sometimes you have to get to a vote.
Okay.
You're going to have to vote when it gets down to, is this ordinance going to pass the city council or not? So you have, sometimes you have to get down to a vote. But I think it's important not to have the voting membership change on what's being submitted to the governing board for a decision. The example is the last time we had we had two sets of CCI meetings in the last 4 years. We had an ongoing CCI meeting for our stormwater ordinance that was being worked on by a group of people from about 4 years ago to about 2.5 years ago. And that meeting floundered badly because the mix of people at the meeting changed, so the direction of the group wanted to go changed from meeting to meeting. And basically at the end of it, everybody threw their hands up, the mayor threw his hands up. That was there at the time. Jerry Wasserberg, who was running the meeting, threw his hand up and said, "I can't do this anymore." And so it just kind of fizzled out. It got it.
That's the point.
The only other CCI meeting we've had formally in the last 4 years was the one approximately a year ago. I think it was a year ago in February when we kicked off this process. We held a CCI meeting specifically looking at a comp plan amendment for buildable lands and CCI. And basically we flogged it to death, lifted apart, come to realize that we weren't using the right process. So we stopped from attending, the meeting ended, we did not re-meet. And so the two recent examples of CCIs that we have tried to use have failed miserably.
Can you summarize what's working, what is working, and what could work based on what Craig just said?
Well, to start off, he said that what's working is what we've got now isn't perfect, but it's something. Okay. And he said we really need to get to more of the state structure. He's okay with a higher level of the state structure in the comprehensive plan, our comprehensive plan. And finally, at the end, he was talking about we have to get away from the voting when you have a shifting membership.
So something that would work is not using a vote to be the instrument to convey.
You know, I think you're going to have to come down to a vote. I think it's going to be hard to avoid the CAC or whatever we end up calling it, coming to a vote. We've got a decision to make about whether part of the body feels we need to do this. Well, you could do this.
Same chair, same chair, because I'm on the right.
Well,
like crazy.
Submit it all.
It's all so simple. You just have a dissenting opinion. There is nothing wrong with the answer.
Right.
I've written hundreds of times.
You're absolutely right.
You absolutely put in further those opinions. Whatever goes in there is important that you hear whoever's going to vote, to recommend, whoever's going to make the decision. You hear them. Read it, talk, pay attention to it, and openly debate it. Let's hear what they have to say. What particular you hear
from them?
And there's none of it now. There is zero of it. There's just a decision in spite of. Need sense, it makes no sense, so we got a decision on all sides here. So, yeah, I don't see why everyone would feel good about the other idea. That's how the voices do it. It's an easy way to do it. But there also has to be, none of this stuff works unless who does make the decision? You make the you give it to you and you make the recommendation?
City Council.
Okay.
If you're talking legislative items, it's always City Council. If you're talking land use stuff, it's us.
Okay, whoever can get
it. Unless it's appealed to City Council.
You have to speak from an informed place that you know that they read it.
and they heard you. They may think you're full of it, but they heard what you said, and they have some reason why they may not be in agreement. And there is none of that in this city. You get no feedback at all.
You have heard it and considered it?
Yeah. And understood. There has to be an opportunity for that public debate to take place in front of the public and not a parliamentary basketball game like you did so often now. I watch it. I watch it and it's just very upsetting.
So tell me, where are we in the podcast?
I think we're done. But we want to do question number three. What was question number three?
I have one thing I want to say. Okay. I have been sure.
Oh, no,
I'm trying to remember anyway.
I have a little epiphany for you when Fred was talking. And that is, you know, it's working. And the question is, how is it working? Or how well is it working? And I think we're focusing on a stumbling block. And the need to change the state. I think, you know, I don't know what it is. Probably 70% of what's in the compound right now works. What doesn't work is the organization of the CCI and CAC.
I would never want to get stormwater stuff that I'd be...
No, everything
is over. It would be awful.
Because nobody's complaining.
It worked good for running with the company, which is more of a direct democracy kind of background. The truth is a direct democracy.
So here's how I summarize your statement. Help me if I need to add some more to it. We're focusing on stumbling block. 70% of comp plan works.
Sort of an approximate 70%.
We'll try to get the...
Let's keep this in here. Okay.
Anything that has come up that somebody wants to work something else, either what works, what doesn't work, or anything that you want?
I want to reiterate again that after all this time is put in, there has to be positive feedback from whoever is going to get to this part of the decision that everything that has gone into helping them lay this all out in front of them and look at all the animals, that they have considered it, they have looked at it thoughtfully, and they understand it, and they're ready to make their decision. But I don't think you're going to have it. And I think without it, you might not have any of this stuff. Nobody can know.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
If you don't feel that you made a contribution, why bother contributing? Why bother?
Exactly. Then you don't need this process. You don't need the whole process.
Right. It's all just a big waste of time.
Yeah.
But I'm totally with you, Mary Jo.
Well, you don't know that if you don't know that there is no feedback, there's only one side of the conversation that doesn't
hurt. Richard, anything else? Not pertaining to that, no.
What was question number three?
Question number three.
Just because I don't want to be answered, I just want to know what it was.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Me too.
I didn't like it.
Insurance.
I don't want to show up.
So it's about communication.
You didn't like the what works and what works?
No, you gave an inducement method and an inducement method of reasoning. I thought there was a good conversation and we did say different things the second time around. So I guess it works. It's been thoroughly swept around that time.
Well, I'm trying to think if I remember. There was conversation about it. It was always sort of an end of their time.
Well, if we're going to get back together, start thinking about that.
So,
what's question number four?
What's something unconventional that the Planning Commission and City Council should consider in updating the city's program for citizens involvement?
What is something unconventional?
Thursday the 27th
of June.
And as you can see, I put a great deal of thought in who I've selected. I haven't. And that's, I think, the beauty of it. Frankly, you know, what we need you to do is stand up in front of the Planning Commission and say, here's what I'm giving you. It's a collective statement. Here's what we did when we, the committee, met on the 15th. This is the result. It's not voted upon. It's not a majority opinion. It's not a minority opinion. It is everything we said at the committee meeting. And you'll have your own opportunity to speak from your own perspective as a private citizen. But as a committee member, will the two of you do that for us?
Yeah. Are you going to
together
transcribe the
You'll be able to read it.
Okay.
You're going to transcribe it, send it out to this group for review. We're going to make our comments. Send it back to
you. The only comments you can make is that is not right. But I'm hoping, because we had listeners, that we're going to get it right. So only if it's not right. I mean, we're not going to edit.
You're going to tell us that in the email.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, if you see anything that's not right, let us know. And then we will be able to say, when we report this to the council, this process, that we did all this thing and you guys wrote it up, gave it to us, and we vetted it back to the committee.
Okay.
Sure.
I want to thank you both for agreeing to do that. And have fun making ice tea here.
Oh, yes. It's a yearly event battling with the health department, Sun Tea. And they make us throw it out every 4 hours. Actually, they almost shut us down once because it's not healthy. Sun Tea. Or contemptor.
I leave my Sun Tea out for like days in the summertime.
I know, but
you
don't sell it to people. At some point, the health department does need its ability.
So.
Very clean surgical technique.
I think, in light of the hard work that happened tonight, we can do our last exercise and then finish up. So on those note cards, everybody has a note card and a pen now. You wrote on it, didn't you?
I wrote myself a note.
Here, you can have my card.
I got a chair.
You got the fly. So what we'd like you to write down. And then we're going to go around the circle and say it, and then we're going to have a goodbye, is what is the best possible outcome of the work that you did tonight? What is the best possible outcome of the work that we as a committee did tonight?
So we're going to take a minute and read our statements and go around in the circle. Susie, why don't you start? We'll come this way.
You want me to read this on my card?
I do.
I don't know. And I don't even know the words to Kumbaya.
I'll email them to you. I now have your email address.
Mine is the outcome is the surface tension was eased by this gathering and the potential for change, yet highly unlikely since it's already been decided. Thanks for the session, Doctor.
Mine is Kumbaya. It's very general. A CCI program that works better and easier and involves more of the Dune City community in Dune City public affairs.
Hey, okay. Mine's more of a wish list.
Good.
Since I will be looking at the outcome of all this, so just something to keep in mind and one item. One, understanding the task of this CCI. Why are we here? I think you've all got an idea of what happened there, but that's my primary wish for tonight. The one that we didn't address at all, and should be mentioned, is that it's important. Number two, remembering that the Planning Commission will be looking for Dune City compliance with state definitions and format. And you have to have a wonderful wish list, but the great thing that we're going to be looking for is getting actually Section 1A, is that first section of Goal 1, how to conformance with the state.
I'm so worried.
Do you want to come back to me?
Well, I'm making you aware of distracting me. I'll just sort of be able to say. The best outcome would be if procedures are adopted so that every citizen who wants to be heard will be and is visibly can sense that they have them. And decision makers take advantage of the collective wisdom and reasoning offered before making determinations that will ultimately affect all of us. Right?
Right.
It's your turn.
So we finish writing that because I'm going to want it.
Oh. You want another card?
Richard's recording it.
I never write anything once.
Edit. Fred.
Yeah, mine's really simple. Understanding others' opinions better. I took kind of selfish output on this tonight. Understanding others' opinions better, and others is plural and possessive. And getting some great new ideas. A lot of conversation tonight sparked some really good. I was, as you know, as apprehensive as anybody was about this particular process working for this group. And one of the things that came out of it for me is in our small group, Mary Jo was quick to jump on the voting. You don't necessarily have to vote. You can have a dissenting opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's some good things that came out of that discussion. So kind of opened my mind to some things. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the best possible outcome off the top of my head is that people, by working like this, people will realize that we're still able to work like this. We can still have a group that talks to each other, listens to each other, and disagrees or agrees and survive it. Mm-hmm. And that people are willing to work hard and they are willing to listen to each other, especially in these kind of settings. And I also hope that the council and other officials take our concerns seriously, whether past or current. You know, lots of times history comes up when we try to move forward and people want history honored and some people want change. And, you know, that's where we butt heads often. So I hope by improving the process that we can overcome that, at least learn to talk to each other better. My card doesn't actually say any of that. I just mean.
I'll be needing a tap. But she's getting a rest.
Give her.
Yeah.
Chicken vegetables.
Run the ingredients.
So what I said is my idea for the best possible outcome of the work that the group did tonight is a more inclusive, open citizen involvement process, where citizen input is truly heard and considered, where anyone who wants to participate can, and where folks feel empowered and engaged in the decisions that are made in their community.
That's what I said.
Well, I have to preface this by saying that it seems to me I recall sharing more than one CCI meeting, maybe dozens, I don't know, but it was a long, drawn-out process. It was torturous. But I think it worked, despite some disagreements among some, but it basically forced the city to make some changes. It was very difficult and somewhat polarizing. Let's see, best outcome, preservation of Dune City's old CCI process, which apparently is doomed or actually has already passed. This was not, in my opinion, a CCI meeting. We, at the very beginning, ruled out voting, which is part of the CCI process. Anyway, nonetheless, that's what I feel like.
My thoughts are, and sort of playing off of some of the themes and what I heard was, the best outcome would be citizens' opinions in Dune City are heard, respected, and considered.
Creation of a citizen involvement program that complies with state law, involves as many citizens as possible, and guarantees decision makers hear the citizens' concerns. Well,
mine says, I took a more personal look at this thing. We ventilated this evening. What were your perceptions of the committee's concerns to the city council, along with a copy of the document produced? Make recommendations to the council re improvement of its relationships with the community.
Well, I'm still alive. Well, I've already had my best possible outcome. So now I'd like to have anybody who is not a serving member other than tonight, but who has served the city on a committee, planning commission, or city council, stand up.
Rephrase the question.
Sorry. Anybody who has served other than tonight on a committee, whatever y'all call them, because clearly there's some confusion about that. CAC, past CCI, City Council, or Planning Commission. Stand up, please.
Or any of your city boards.
Yeah, any city board.
You were a member of the CCI.
And you served time tonight, and it's appreciated. Does
this mean we get 3 hours off our time of day?
No, I'm in on the volunteer board, I'm on a grant.
we take a minute to thank one another for something that we don't have to do. And it thanks us sometimes and very difficult. And now in the center, I think I'd like to have a couple people step in, because hearing these things about how things have gone down in the past is one thing, but hearing them when it relates to the job you're doing right now is quite another, and it can be really hard. And so, Jamie, and Fred, thank you very much, everybody.
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure I get everybody's last card and make sure we have your email address. And one more thing I wanted to ask. If Teresa calls you to talk to you, get a quote or anything about her story tonight, is there anybody who she just should not call her? We agree that we'll talk to her. But I think we should.
But I'm also. This group doesn't ever hesitate to hang me up on this.
Thank you.
Yes.